You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shabbos Parshas Ekev, dear friends, as is my wont, I will be making a very, very brief introduction that I believe is critical. And we've discussed this before. I have a philosophical discussion with some of my friends who helped me with these shiurim. Some shiurim, especially this one, will be delving into very deep and complicated inyanim topics, which there are some who may think that they are very esoteric, and also some people might even be uncomfortable with them because they deal with things that some might call very supernatural. And being that we are living in a Western culture and society, which basically doesn't acknowledge the possibility of these things being true, but I believe it's from the Ikrei Emunah, the foundations of Emunah, that we should at least be acquainted with them and understand them to the best of our ability, because they are very deep. And this Emunah, I have Kabbalah from my holy father and grandfather, and from all of the very chashuv people that I've had the privilege to meet in my life, that this Emunah is very beloved to Hashem. We have to have Emunah Chachamim for those things that are somewhat difficult for us to comprehend or believe. So with that brief but necessary introduction, let me start. This year is based on three primary marmakimis, three primary sources. It's the very first Baal Shem in Parshas Ekev, and it's another Baal Shem in Parshas Ve'eschanon. For those who will be able to look it up, it's in Parshas Ve'eschanon, Ois Lamed Vob, Kibalti Memoiri. The third marmakim is a Baal Shem in Parshas Noach. There's a famous part of that parsha, Tzoyer Nasa L'Teva, a very Kabbalistic analysis of those words of the Pasuk that refer to either the window or the stone in the Teva, in Noach's Teva, that provided light. And in the Amuda Tefillah, in the Baal Shem, Ois Pei Aleph, Shemati B'Shem Harava Magid Menachem Mendel, these are the three Mekoyves. And again, as a brief note, this inyan that I'm going to discuss is something which is mentioned extensively by the Talmidei Baal Shem. It ties to the Ikrei Emunah, to the foundations of our belief and the foundations of the Chochmas HaKabbalah, of exactly what should we be thinking and doing when we're learning Torah and we are saying Tefillah. What should our Kavanah be? As limited as our abilities might be, but what should our Iker Kavanas be? The basic things that we have to do to fulfill our mitzvah of Torah and Tefillah. Also, to an extent, mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. So the words of the Baal Shem, little quote I'm going to use in Parshas Ekev, kol mitzvahs asher anoichi mitzavcha ayam tishmavon la'asot. So in the Baal Shem it says, yesh klal echad gadol, is a very important yesoid, Shetzorech ledabik atzmoy lipnimiyas ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah. And he's not referring only to tzaddikim. He's referring to every single one of us. We have to try to do this to the best of our ability, again, however limited we might be. Da'ayinu l'kashem ha-kshavoysoy v'nishmosoy el shirish ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvah asher hu-oyseh. We have to have a profound focus to tie ourselves, our thoughts, and our neshama, the essence of the Torah and the mitzvahs that we do, because if we do it, and the Mekor Mayim Chayim on the bottom explained, then we are using the words of the Torah to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we do it right, then, as we will see, we have the ability to attain and achieve supernatural powers, because we're connecting to Hashem, who is the essence of all power in all substance in the universe. And if cholila we don't have this kavana, we are doing something improper that disconnects us from Hashem, because the purpose of the Torah and Tefillah is to connect to Hashem, very briefly. And the second marmokin, which is in Parshas Ve'eschanon, kibalti memoyri she'ikir esek ha-Torah u'tefillah she'idabek es atzmael pnimi es ruchni es oya ein soif Shebetoich oisiyas haTorah. Again, when we daven the words, every word of the Torah, we have to begin by connecting ourselves, or trying our best to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because this is called Limud Lishma, Torah Lishma. And this is what Rav Meir meant in Pirkei Avos, Kol HaOisik B'Torah Lishma Zoricha L'Dvorim Harbe, that if someone is Oisik with Torah Lishma, doing this that we just said, using the Torah to connect to Hashem, we can connect and achieve many things. Megalim loy rozei Torah, and as again the Mekor Mayim Chaim brings down on the bottom, and we have supernatural abilities and capabilities, which we will discuss and is the focus of our shiur. And third Maromokim, Ois Pe Aleph in the Amud HaTfila, Shemati B'Shem Harav HaKadosh Rav Menachem Mendel, that is, before someone wants to give Musar Teichocha, specifically here we are referring to the Rav, we should connect ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after we do the best we can with that introduction by trying to connect to Hashem, then we can attempt, or the Rav can attempt, to talk to the Tzibur, because by connecting oneself to Hashem, then we can connect to each other. The neshamas of Klal Yisrael are linked. Again, Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Chadu. So by connecting to Hashem, we can connect to each other. And I'm now going to give a brief synopsis of the Torahs that are said here in these three Maromokimas. And as I said, these connect to many different Torahs of the Baal Shem all over. And Baal Shem is telling me that. So as we just said, it is our mission that we have to try to connect to Hashem with the utmost focus and desire, literally with the focus of our heart and soul, through the words we say, because the Torah begins by telling us that the entire universe was created with the words of Hashem. Asora mamoris nivra oilam, with the words. And every word of the Torah, Torah shebiksav, Torah shebal peh, the Chumash, the Zohar, the Shulchan Aruch, every sefer written with Ruach HaKodesh, is imbued with his supernatural power, which all of us can tap into according to our spiritual stature, as limited as it might be. And it is through this power that the tzaddikim were granted supernatural sight and ability through the words of their Torah and their tefillah and their mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim. And although we may not feel it, every Yiddish neshama was given this ability to connect to Hashem at Har Sinai. And as the story is told from the Rebbe Reb Shmelke of Nicholsburg, who happens to be the progenitor of our Horowitz family, the story is told that Reb Shmelke of Nicholsburg had the power and ability to talk to any Jew and enable them to remember their standing at Har Sinai. Even if this seems like a stretch, but there's something deeply locked in our soul, and this is why we have to try our best not only to connect to Hashem, but to connect to everyone in Klal Yisrael by being connected to one, by being connected to Hashem to the best of our ability and our focus with our heart and soul. Then we can attempt to connect, or the Rav can attempt to connect when he's giving a shir or wants to give Musar and Teichach. And not only do the words of the Torah and Tefillah have this power, that this link that we have been discussing between connecting to Hashem and connecting to Klal Yisrael, this helps us understand how the tzaddikim have the ability to bring them refuas and yeshuas through the words of Torah and Tefillah. So again, to try to tie this all together, if we are zeicha to be able to have this master kavana, this which is called Tefillah Lishma or Torah Lishma, which is being able through the words to connect to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, then all these things that we have mentioned, the ability to be zeicha l'dvarim harbe, to see the secrets in the Torah, to be able to achieve miraculous things, to connect to every Yid, and to help them with their tefillahs and with their bakashas and their refuas and yeshuas, this is tied to tzoya tasa lateva, which again are the words in Parshas Noach, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Noach that you should make this light for the Teva. The Baal Shem is interpreting these words in the Torah, is that the word Teva can mean the words, if we bring light, if we bring special focus of connection to us, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the words, then this can help us achieve literally supernatural things in our avodas Hashem and in seeing the secrets of the Torah and being able to achieve wondrous miracles through the koyach of the Torah. And by the way, this connects to a whole different inyan which we once discussed in the Shir from the Chiddushi Arim, where he asks, how do we find that a person can do miraculous things? Boina olam is we can create worlds. It says tzaddikim did these things because shliach shel adam kemoisai. And when the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us the mitzvah, then we are his shliach, and we know from the Gemara and the Halacha that a shliach goes with the power of the meshaleach, person who sends somebody else to do a mitzvah. Then the person who is sent is given the power of the sender, and that's the essence of the bracha shekedishonu b'mitzvos of v'tzivonu, for all of the mitzvahs that we make with that bracha. The essence of the explanation of that bracha is that we come to do this mitzvah with the power of He who sent us, which is a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which in truth also seems to relate very much to this Kabbalah from the Baal Shem. Now, I just want to, in the very briefest fashion, give an interesting example of where a tzaddik used this power. And there are similar stories, but let's tell this story, which happened to Reb Chanoich Henach of Alisk, this son-in-law of the Tzar Shalom of Belz, who was himself a great tzaddik. And the story is told that on Shavuos, before Kriyas HaTorah, he went to his home to rest prior to Kriyas HaTorah, and a group of chassidim took this opportunity to step up to the bima from which the Torah would be read, so they could have a convenient vantage point near the Rebbe from Reb Chanoich Henach when he read Akdamas. And when the tzaddik returned from his brief break, he indicated that he would like them all to leave the bima, with the exception of one simple fellow who was an Amoritz, who the tzaddik said, stay here with me by the bima. And one of the chassidim was thinking to himself, we Talmid Chachamim, who studied Torah so diligently and conscientiously throughout the year, and the Rebbe does not let us stand next to him, yet this Amoritz, he gives permission to stand here. Very strange, but the thought did not linger, for within a moment, the Rebbe began to recite the Akdamas with such fervor that the attention of every chassid hung on every holy word that came out of his mouth. Now, the custom in that community was after the tefillahs, the chassidim would visit the homes of the Rebbe's sons and relatives for Kiddush. This particular chassid was at the table of the Rebbe's son-in-law, Reb Anshel Ashkenazi, and when he looked up, he noticed that this Amoritz was sitting next to him. The same Amoritz that was standing by the bima was by Reb Anshel sitting opposite him at the table. And the thoughts that he had in the morning of, like, what is this Amoritz doing here, came into his head again. And at that moment, interestingly, he heard Reb Anshel say that we learned from the Medrash that when Klal Yisrael was standing by Har Sinai, all the sick had a refuah. And since my father-in-law is a tzaddik, so his bima partakes the qualities of Har Sinai. So because a certain person needs a refuah, it makes sense that my father-in-law, Reb Chanoich Henach, allowed this fellow to stand up there on the bima during Akdamas and nobody else. The reason why he asked him to stand there was because he wanted to take this opportunity that this Amoritz should be able to have a refuah. The other chassidim wanted to be there for other reasons, but this fellow wanted to be there because he needed a refuah. So the Rebbe placed him there so that through the words of the Kriya and Akdamas, that he would be able to achieve the same status of those people who stood by Har Sinai who had a refuah. Rabbeinu Shel Olam should help Gal Einai Abita Niflois Metoresecha. We should be Zoicha to feel the Kedusha, to learn Torah Lishma, to say the Tefillahs in a way that we should be Zoicha Lidvarim Arbei, and we should be Zoicha to connect to a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way that we can not only raise our tefillahs, but to raise the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, and through that we could see Yeshuas and Nechamas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.